side are you on? Where do you stand on the issues? Are you left, right, independent, head in the sand? Even by me asking those questions, do you feel your neck stiffen just a bit? It's okay. Take a deep breath. For some, those questions open a floodgate of passionate emotions in today's heated political climate. We have beliefs, views, and political opinions that are strong and polarizing. Political posts and toxic words of attack and rebuttal fill our news feeds. It's like I can literally hear the loveless noise and clanging cymbals Paul is talking about in 1 Corinthians 13. Friends, remember truth. Remember who you are in Christ. May that define you more than anything else in this world. Do not be afraid. Remember where your hope comes from. As believers, our greatest commands are to love God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and then what? Love our neighbor as ourselves. Love each other. We honor God. We don't bow to the idols of the day. We respect those in governing authority, knowing all authority comes from God, and those in positions of authority have been placed there by God, like it says in Romans 13. We pay taxes. Jesus said to give back to Caesar what is Caesar's and to God what is God's. We trust and know God works all things for our good. And even in times of trial and political chaos, I know where my help comes from. It comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He holds the stars in place and he holds you and me. So do we sit on the sidelines? No. We pray for our leaders. In 1 Timothy 2, we are encouraged to pray for, intercede, and give thanks for those in authority. We are also called out in Proverbs 31 to seek justice and stand up and speak for those with no voice and defend the rights of the poor and needy. It's all in there. Political unrest is no surprise to our Father in heaven. We are the light of the world, church. When we are not shaken by the news or results of the day, but driven even more to our knees in prayer for our churches, our communities, our cities, and our country, that is when darkness is pushed back, when we fall first on our knees before standing for anything. If my people pray, that's when hearts are changed and revival happens. Psalm 27. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. I love that. Trust in God is priority and platform number one for me. Everything else filters from that. David, writing this psalm, was meditating on the character of God, going into battle, walking out this life, facing the mountains and valleys we face. We trust in his name. We trust he holds all things, and we know he is good. That's the truth. Do not be afraid. Trust God in all things, today and every day. I'm Lori Klein.